You come every day, huh?
No.
What about this?
It's because I miss out on all the...
What?
Because I miss out on all the dharma you gave in the morning before for a meal. Yeah. I kind of want to talk to you about the main reason why I'm here. It's because I had an experience in my early 20s when I smoked too much marijuana. And
come a little bit closer.
Yeah.
It's so noisy.
So at first I was just really happy, and then I kind of noticed that I could steer my thoughts into more positive ones.
Yeah.
So I started having just positive thoughts, and the world became much more beautiful than I thought it would. And then, I started to do like I started to notice some of these silly things, maybe power-like things.
What, like power-like things?
Yeah, like I would like have a wish to really see a friend again, and then just a couple of hours or a day later, I would see that friend again, and it was kind of unlikely to, well, and then the experiments kind of got bolder, and then I started to communicate non-verbally to people, and that kind of worked, and,
mm-hmm.
and try to influence people in a certain way, and then it kind of evolved, and then I thought I was God.
Thought you were God?
Yeah. But I also felt like super connected to everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then things took a turn for the worse, and I started to have much more bold experiments, so I tried to manipulate the weather, and that didn't work. Try to pick the lottery, that didn't work. And then I just went paranoid, and I went into paranoid state of mind. And like, first I couldn't believe all the thoughts that were coming up.
What?
At first I believed all the thoughts that were coming up, and then I was like, wait a minute, like I'm God, but I can't do this. And yeah, so like a typical psychosis, as they call. But I felt like there was, I was also writing like 1 + 1 = 1, and I felt like so connected to, I don't know, I think there was something in the line there, maybe that's it. My explanation was that there was like some kind of spiritual awakening, but my greed and over and my ego couldn't handle it. That's kind of my analysis of things. Now that I met Buddhism, I'm not sure how you would.
Lupacha said very clearly, when you take drugs, you see things, that meditators also see, but you don't have a basis that the meditators have. The meditators have the basis of the heart. They're always, grounded, People who are drugs are not grounded. They might see the same thing, as meditators can see, but they don't know, they don't understand the meaning of it. And that's why it is very difficult, And he also said, it will be very difficult for these people. I mean, when you see, all these Western disciples that Lumpucha had, it was all in the 70s, They were all trucked. I mean, they were in the Vietnam War, I mean, all drug related. So he said, it is very difficult for these people. A person, a person who starts meditation, he will progress in a certain way. But a person, who had this experience in drugs, it takes him 7 times as long as a normal person. Because he's always looking for these things, And but we have to go the hard way. Yeah. So you just have to walk. Yeah. And that's why you feel so much despair. Yeah. Now. You just have to find a case in which you have been, without too much effort. When I say case, the experience that you have, with the drugs, and it is very difficult. But it has the advantage to understand what is actually going on, how you can and give meaning to the experience that you have. People who take drugs, they are very happy, sometimes have great experience, but they don't know the relation between ourselves, and this experience, how it came, they just took a drug and then they experienced it. Yeah? And now we have to walk, Before you were flying, flying from Belgium to here to Thailand, now you have to walk. You have to cross the Himalaya, And of course, because you experience, it was so easy flying, It doesn't help you. You have to go through all the difficulties now. There is no easy way out, Drugs can give you the experience, some of the experience, But they don't solve anything. When meditators have this experience, they solve the problem. That's the difference,
So basically, is it safe to say that meditation gives us the tool to be able to experience the same thing that we experience through drugs, only that...
I'm not talking about alcohol, it's dull. I don't mean the dull states of,
It's more durable.
Yeah.
The freedom and happiness and...
Of course.
It's not like you have to pay some judgment or...
And you don't have any side effects.
But so, that's the reason why I came, because like you mentioned in one of the videos that's on our website, you mentioned psychosis, none of that, or bipolar, it's all rubbish.
Pretty much it's rubbish. Psychosis and things, these are names from people who live in the world, and that's where it is useful, But in the circle of meditation, it has nothing to do, There's a state of mind, there's a relation of the ego to the state of mind, And there are ways, to overcome, psychosis, if you believe your thoughts, if you believe your memories, And if you believe nowadays, probably, 50%, now 90% of the West have a psychosis, Because they believe to be somebody else than they are.
I went to a psychiatrist recently, and he noticed symptoms of psychosis coming up, and he just suppressed it with drugs. And he was a very scholarly type, and probably pushed himself way too much in his mind, probably.
If he can't stop thinking, then he really, really go to the cuckoo's nest, You know what a cuckoo's nest is? Very famous movie, Jack Nicholson. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Now, cuckoo's nest is, the people for the really crazy, The people who can't stop thinking, you can't help them anymore.
Wow. So they can't stop thinking at all.
What? No. They think constantly, and because of their thinking, they cannot make a check balance if they are in reality or not.
So they aren't able to process what they
are. No, they are not able to process what is going on around them. That's why we call them crazy.
That's interesting. Like, that happened to my brother as well. Like, at one point, he was super stressed out because he wanted to pursue a new career path, so he tried programming as well, and then the same path I took. But it was way too hard on him, and he was way too isolated. And it happened to him as well. So, like, at one point, he started to make these weird connections. But the funny thing is that when it happened, the connections that were made, he referenced them to biblical stuff. Like, oh, this email was sent, I didn't get a reply from that job offer because it was sent on some date, like...
He's number three.
Then he referenced it to the Bible, which... Which I think is kind of special. So it leads him to God in a way, or to religion in a way. Like, is it just a way out for the mind to get rid of the self?
To blame somebody else.
But I think if he went through it, like, he would have, I don't know, but it was stopped. He got out of it. Like, I told him, oh, you might enter a psychosis. And then he stopped it.
I mean, when you look, you know, when you look at the West, you know, I'm talking mostly about the West, and in Asia it is not so predominant. We blame others for our own faults.
I do. Not even from the West.
Not as much as the West. Yeah.
Very Western, everything.
Yeah, I mean, some of the Philippines, some of the Taiwanese, you know, are very Westernized because they're constantly in contact with this Western culture, yeah? So they start to think, you know, and especially when they see all these Hollywood movies, yeah? And God is a perfect example for blaming somebody. We are not responsible for what we are doing, you know, because God put us in this situation.
Okay, but I don't think he saw it as a blaming way, but I think if the process were to have progressed, that maybe his ego structure would have fallen down anyway.
No. I mean, the ego is strong.
Okay.
I mean, if the ego falls down, you know, I mean, this is a very, very rare achievement, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah? He thinks that the ego falls down, you know, that is still a stronger ego than, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I mean, lots of Buddhists, you will meet a lot of Buddhists, you know, in the West, who believe they have no ego. But their ego is so strong.
Yeah. Usually the ones who tell you for like 2 hours that they don't have an ego.
Or they tell you they are enlightened, yeah?
Kitchen hour. They call them kitchen hour. Often people do not want to talk to them, so they go somewhere where actually they can't escape, and that's the kitchen.
Okay. There's only one way to get rid of the ego, you know, to fight what the ego, you know, is based on. And that is the body. The first thing is the body, and then it is the second, you know, the second big problem is the mind. Yeah? But they try to solve the problem with the mind, you know, and that creates the ego much, yeah, bigger. Yeah? We solve the problem with the heart, yeah? That comes before the mind. Yeah?
So, like, I was wondering, when you say that we tame the chitta.
Yeah.
Who is it that tames the chitta?
The kilesa.
Utilizas come from this chip, no?
Yes. And we use it. We use them, yeah. I mean, that both the Dhamma and the Kilesas, yeah, are both in our heart, yeah. I mean, you can say it's a Dhamma, yeah. But in end effect, you know, it is the will, yeah, that changes things. And the will is a part of avijja. So there are good Kilesas that bring us down to practice. Yeah? And there are bad Kilesas, you know, that deter us from practice. Yeah? So it's a fight, you know, that Goethe described. Yeah? There are two souls inhabiting my chest. Yeah? One is the dark and one is the light. Yeah? And as long as we are in duality, there will be the evil and there will be the good. You cannot escape. Yeah? You cannot escape, you know, as long as you are... In duality, you cannot escape good and bad.
And so only an arahant can surpass duality?
Of course. Nibbana is non-duality. But that's far away. But you can pre-experience it, you know. You can have a, you know, you can sniff a preview of it, you know, when you go into Apana Samadhi. There you see. What?
That's what I was thinking as well.
What?
Or drug.
What? Drug. That's not happening.
Like this.
A choice? No. If you smoke a joint, you know, I mean, you're still in duality. Whatever drug you take, you're still in duality. Because there's somebody experienced something. In non-duality, there's nothing. Well, you can say nothing, but there is something. Yeah?
Last year, I started experimenting with mushrooms, and I did the solo retreat, I think, for 6 days, and then took 3 grams of mushrooms, and I got deeper than I ever went before, and I kind of saw like a black hole, like I kind
of... Yeah, that is imagination, yeah?
Yeah, but when I came out of it, I kind of, saw how everything was built up again. I had so much energy afterwards. And it reminded me of when you described Apana Samadhi.
Yes. It might be a similar experience, but... No. Kapanda Maya. Huh? Panyonir.
But I kind of realized that although it makes my reality wonky and I'm just not grounded at all.
Yes.
By doing
that's what I said before. Yeah. Yeah. People who take drugs, I have no ground. I have no, you know, they have no anchor. Yeah. Mm. They're swimming around. Yeah. Well, it can be very dangerous. Yeah. Because when they do now the hard stuff, you know, I mean, the meditation, this boring practice of, you know, constantly returning to the Buddha, yeah. I mean, they think about, oh, it was so easy, you know, when I took the drug,
yeah.
And that's what makes it much more difficult for anybody who has never taken drugs, yeah. Did you take drugs, huh?
I'm from Berlin, I think. If you go out in Berlin, you have almost no chance.
So
to escape drugs, huh?
Yeah, okay. If I run into someone from Berlin, I know now.
Yeah, that's why it is covered. Lumpucha said it, you know, in the 70s. You should have listened to it. Because, I mean, in the 70s, you know, I mean, drugs were so common.
I can imagine my parents, but I don't want to.
You imagine your parents?
Doing all that stuff?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Was a great time, you know?
I have no memory of it.
Of course, because you were not born there.
I'm not there. I'm not there.
You have to ask your parents, yeah? But I don't know how it was in the Philippines, but in the West it was. It was a great time, yeah? without drugs. Yeah?
And for the rest, I still have, I'm still going back and forth between maybe going back to lay life and...
Yeah, and why did you come here? Because it was... You always have to ask yourself, why did you come here in the first place, yeah? I mean, if lay life was so great.
Yeah, to really see what it's like.
To see what it is like. And you see, oh, it is so hard. And lay life was so easy. You know,
for huh? Sure.
Because, you know, you can get drugs so easily. And, you know, I mean, you're just, yeah. But the more, yeah, the more you do this, you know, the more, the deeper you don't go down the rabbit hole, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hmm? And it's much more difficult, yeah.
So the main things that are coming up is like I'm not sure if I'm at a point where I can, like you say, like 10 hours minimum.
Yeah.
Concentrated. I think that might be a bit too advanced for me.
It has nothing to do with 10 hours. I never said 10 hours concentrate, 10 hours, you know, I'm in practicing. Mm. Huh?
Even sati, samadhi?
Mm. I mean, we develop sati, yeah? Through these 10 hours of constantly returning back to the point, yeah?
Oh, that's a relief.
Yeah? And slowly, slowly, sati becomes, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger, yeah? And more stable.
I noticed something about my sati, though, because
it's not there yet.
No, in the evening, like when I do reflection, I remember much, 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 much more. So there.
That is not. That is. Yeah, I mean, it has something to do with sati, but it also has something to do with training the memory.
Mm-hmm. And
that's good.
I also noticed like the feelings and I hated this. I like this.
Yeah.
But the rest of the day. I'm like startled, frazzled.
What the rest of which day?
When I'm not doing the reflection, like I notice that I'm more like scatterbrained. It's weird. I can feel, I can see, measure that the sati is getting better, but then I feel as well that my sati is getting worse.
Yeah, that's okay. That's good.
Concentration.
My sati, like, for example, I don't know if you notice it, but I'm like, doing this, I'm concentrating on the wrong thing, not sati really.
Can it be that your sati gets better, but your concentration gets worse?
No.
Maybe because your sati gets better, you realize how scattered you are.
Not maybe. Huh? I mean, if you listen to the talks of my... I mean, I always praise the people, you know, who realize that how little sati they have. Because then their sati is 50% already. Yeah?
But it doesn't feel that way.
Yes.
It feels worse.
Now, yes. Now you realize how little sati you have, yeah? Yeah? In order to be able to realize, yeah? I mean, if people are saying, oh, I have so much, you know, I mean, I'm so aware of those things, yeah? I mean, these people have maybe 20% or 10% of sati. Ne? But people who realize, oh, I have so little sati, ne? They have gone over the 50% already.
Oh, that's a horrible... it's nice to hear, and it's a horrible feeling. It's like I feel so, you know...
Yeah, that's good, you know, because that will develop even further, yeah? Hmm? Until you have more and more and more sati, yeah? Hmm? So... Yeah, I always praise the people, you know, who realize that they have no sati.
Okay.
That they realize they have no sati, yeah? Because people who are completely unaware don't even know that they have sati. Yeah?
A delusion.
Yeah? I mean, they see one moment of sati and say, oh, I have so much sati.
Oh, yeah, that's how it always used to be in the past.
Yeah.
Like at home.
Oh, so much sati, you know? And then the rest, you were asleep, yeah?
Oh, yeah, asleep.
And then you wake up, oh, I have so much sati. Okay.
Why am I cleaning the bathroom again?
So these are people, you know, who are below the threshold, yeah? If you're above the threshold, you see all the situations where you have no sati, yeah? And that's good, you know, because then slowly, you know, you develop more and more and more, yeah?
This is good to hear that I'm taking something back to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask you one more thing? Yesterday I was practicing and I just felt like a lot of pain in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I focused on it and then a lot of thoughts came up and shit I did in the past I really regret.
What?
Stuff okay. I've done in the past I regret. And I kind of cleared through that and I think at the end the heart was somewhat calm. And then I started to experiment with, like I'm not sure which path to take.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like reciting over and over, like one path, like going back to lay life and then doing this,
yeah.
studying this thing. And I was like repeating it and trying to feel the heart's response.
Yeah.
I think I couldn't really distinguish, like the heart just got.
No, you don't. Nah.
That's not a good way to.
That's not the way how the heart feels. Eh? I mean, you ask the question, and then you stay with the Buddha, or stay with the breath, yeah, and look at the heart. You know what kind of answer you have. Yeah?
So
you make, you know, you make for a minute, you make the imagination going back to lay love, you know, and do whatever you wanted to do. Yeah, and then you keep it at that, and then you look at the heart, how the heart responds. If you do it over and over again, that it means you just program yourself.
Okay, so I ask it once and get
yeah.
a response.
Yeah.
And with the other path, I
if you don't get a response, okay, yeah.
That's good or?
No, I mean, you know, you don't know. You have to stay with the don't know.
Yeah, so like imagine in one response.
But you have to also imagine the opposite and see how the response. How to respond. The opposite, you know, of going into the lay life is going into, yeah, I mean, into monkhood, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? How does the heart respond there?
Yeah, but so the feeling of response, like, what's good and what's bad, like, is like a somewhat burning feeling, or is it calm heart? What is it calm heart? Is
it's an answer from the heart that knows, yeah? It's not a calm heart, it's not a burning heart, you know, I mean, it is a very, yeah, I mean, it is quiet, you know, but you know, suddenly you know, yeah.
Mm.
If you don't know, you know, then you don't know, yeah. And lots of times, you know, you can do that, yeah. But the important thing is, you know, to picture that, yeah. And then ask the question, do I want this, yeah. And then, you know, stay on the Buddha or stay on the breath, yeah, and look at the heart. If the heart doesn't give you an answer, yeah, but
I think I. But how can it be like a trick of the kilesas? That's what
yeah, I mean, if you think, then it's a trick of the kilesas.
If you think about.
Yeah, if you think the answer up, you know, yeah? Mm-hmm. If you come up with an answer that is by thoughts or memories, you know, then it's a trick of the kilesas. It's not the heart answering. The heart knows, yeah. I mean, the heart knows, you know, the kilesas are trying to, you know, I mean, distort that knowing, yeah?
So what you're saying is, like, the right option could be lay life instead of monastic life for one person. Because, like,
I mean,
have in my mind that monastic life is the fastest way and
what is what?
The best way to...
Yeah, of course it is the best way. Huh? But if your heart is not ready, you know, then it is much, it creates much more trouble, yeah?
Huh?
But then you have the second option, yeah? You don't have to ordain, you know, but you can stay at the monastery, yeah? Or stay at meditation centers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Now you can take your picture. I mean, these Westerners, yeah? I mean, Belgium is so close to Germany, they are so needy, you know? I mean, when I was in Germany for 3 months, you know, after
wait,
that...
You haven't heard the question.
No. neediness is meaning, you know, I need your attention, I need your attention, I need your attention, I have this question, I have this question, you know. They squeeze you and squeeze you and squeeze you and squeeze you, yeah?
Well, so don't you have control of the EU?
The question is, I was thinking of giving something back to the community, and I wanted to do something maybe for the lay people, if that's at all possible, and I was thinking of maybe, like, when we go on alms round, like maybe walking behind you guys and maybe donating some money inside a little box or something to the supporters.
You can donate money anytime, you know, you put it in a box, you can go on winter party, you know, you can buy some food in the shops, you know, and give it to the monks in the arm bowls, you know, or you can go to the shop, you know, and buy some things for the lay people, you know, I mean, that's completely up to you.
Yeah, but I wanted to do something specifically for the local village people.
Or for the local village people, yeah, then you give something, you buy something nice, or you give them money, that's what. Mm-hmm. The ones who come every day, yeah?
So.
That's okay.
Is it better to give, like, I was thinking, like a small amount to a lot of people, or like a big amount to...
I mean, I would give it to the people who are who come regularly, yeah? Mm-hmm. Not the ones who come, you know, once a week, once a month, or once a year.
And is there someone you know that could use it?
They all could use it.
Or, yeah,
maybe. Seriously.
You see the villagers, you know, these old ladies that come every day, yeah? They always can use it.
Pushing these things.
Yeah, pushing these things, you know, I mean, wiping them, you know, I mean, also, you know. Yeah.
Collecting trash.
Collecting trash and collecting the leftover food, you know, that is very valuable for them.
So the maize.
What?
They call the maize, you call them. Yeah. Maize.
No, it's, yai, yeah. I call them yais, yeah. Yai, yai nu, yai nong, yai. Yeah, niam, na.
I would have a follow-up question. What do you do then with the answer?
Yeah, then you know it.
And then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you follow it. You follow through on it. But if you want to know something, you know, if you ask somebody, you know, I mean, what is the way to Rome, you know, and then, yeah, you don't wait for the answer, or you don't hear the answer, or you don't understand the answer, you cannot go to Rome. But if he tells you, this is the way to Rome, then you go.
You don't just intellectualize about it.
No!
Like, I know where Rome is.
No.
Take action.
I mean, otherwise, why would you ask the question?
We wouldn't be here.
Huh? You ask the question for fun or what?
I mean, asking you a question. I mean,
what?
The heart.
Yeah?
The answer of the heart.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The heart tells you. Yeah.
It's difficult because you're not trained.
I mean, if you're not trained, that's why I said, you know, you have to train it. And in the beginning, you might not get the answer. You only get the answer if the heart is completely calm. Yeah? Then the heart comes up with an answer. Yeah? But not all the time. So you might have to ask the question, you know, a few times, yeah? To get the answer. But once you got the answer, yeah? And the answer is not in form of thoughts. Because if it is in form of thoughts, you know, that's what we think we should do, yeah? And what we think we should do is not what we can rely on, yeah? A lot of people coming from the West, they think, you know, they should be ordaining as monks or mechis, you know? Huh? And after 3 years, they say, no, that wasn't the thing, yeah? But if the heart decides, you know, to ordain, they stay for a long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. There might be a reason why they take off the ropes, but most of them, you know, ordain, you know, most of them ordain for life, yeah? Mm-hmm. Because their heart, you know. Yeah?
So,
So the answer that the heart gives is not like a weighing or pros and
cons. No, it doesn't weigh. It knows, yeah? And if it knows, you know, it knows it, yeah? And then the clear says, you know, I'm going to, you know, to fight against it, yeah? And then you know, okay, the answer was right, yeah? If you see the clear say, no, maybe that is not good, you know, if, what is this, yeah? And then you know that the answer was given to you by the heart, yeah? Because the kilesas will fight the answers, yeah? The heart will never tell you to go back to it. Because the heart wants to be free, yeah? Yeah, do whatever, yeah? You go, yeah? Especially now at this time, you don't want to go back to Belgium. Yeah?
Is it cold, really cold there now? Yeah?
No, I think this winter is a century energy. Winter of warm, yeah? I mean, Sylvester, it was 18 degrees. No, in Germany. All over Germany. 18 degrees during the night.
During the night? Oh, okay, no, I'm sorry. I thought during the day.
Yeah, that would be warm, yeah? Even then, this would be warm during the day.
Can you tell when a person is ordaining with the heart or?
Yeah, I can know that.
Not really, yeah. Because they change their heart, you know, I mean, it's locked, you know, I mean, sometimes I know, yeah, but most of the times I don't know. And I mean, what is the point of telling you? Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I know, and then sometimes I encourage them. Yeah. There was one person sitting there. There, I know you know. Yeah.
One person was sitting there.
Yeah, was sitting over there. Kubo Shaka. Yeah, I said, okay, come. Yeah, it's time for you to come. most of the people are, okay, you know, just way forth and back between how and.
For me, a lot of it has to do with the fear of getting involved in a shooting war. Right now it's a cold war. You don't know when it's going to turn into a shooting war.
Pretty soon.
And just being involved in it.
Pretty soon.
Even if it's for, you know, a good cause, it's going to force one to do like unskillful things. I mean, that's what I would like to avoid.
Yeah. But you cannot, you know.
The war in the world?
Yeah. World War III.
The Cold War and World War III. So it's like.
But don't worry, the World War III will start in Serbia. In Kosovo.
Again.
Yeah, again.
Again.
But then it will encompass the world.
Yeah, and that's why I was thinking maybe you should ordain already, like ASAP, and achieve some
that's
prophecy.
Never a good motivator.
That's the thing.
I mean, it's better than you're not being drafted as a soldier. Yeah? When you stay in Belgium, you will be drafted
you're
as a soldier.
Still suboptimal then.
Isn't Belgium like always?
You should know. What does it say in the Constitution?
Yeah. I mean, maybe it says in the Constitution, but you know, if an army crosses, you know.
Oh, you never know. Yeah.
I have no worries about like a war breaking out. I think I have much more faith in humanity.
In what?
In humanity, since we're all connected.
I mean, look at the people who are reigning at the moment, yeah? Huh? I mean, they're talking about atomic war, preemptive strike.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But
Biden, yeah. And, I mean, he doesn't strike America.
I don't want to know.
He will strike Europe. We are the center of the problem. I mean, because Europe is lying between Russia and America.
Oh, we, like you.
That's the same.
Actually, we too, because we're next to Taiwan.
Whenever did, you know, the U.S. fight its war on its own land? Where was the First World War? Europe. Where was the Second World War? Europe. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Where's the Third World War? Europe.
Oh.
Yeah? But this time also Asia. Yeah?
Well, World War II was also part of Asia, so.
Yeah, yes. The Japanese.
Africa is like being fought over by the U.S. and China.
Yeah, but they will not take part. India will not take part, and Africa will not take part.
Yeah,
but the rest is all involved.
This is the field that I used to be in. It's really, really dark. Like international relations. Mm. Like when they write about the human nature. Like, have you heard of Hans Morgenthau?
Yeah, the Morgenthau plan.
No, the other Hans, the other Morgenthau, Hans Morgenthau, a Jew who escaped Germany.
No, no.
Yeah, he basically said that all of the wars and all of basically how international relations is could be all boiled down to just human nature and how ugly or beautiful it could be. So it depends.
I said, you know, I'm just looking at the family. There it starts. The war starts in the family. In the family.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If it already starts in the family and you cannot curb it in, yeah? Huh? I mean, and then it spreads out to the community.
Yeah, you do Napoleon. You externalize your problem.
If that's in the problem starts in the family, then human nature. When you look at the history of this civilization, it's war. It's only war.
Even the Greek myths of patricide and...
I mean, the Greeks, the Egyptians, you know, the Persians, you know, the Egyptians, the Greeks, then the Huns, you know, the Mongols, you know, the... Yeah?
But it's a lot better than the past,
no? No, it's... I don't think that the people in the Middle Ages, you know, especially in the 30-year war, yeah? That it was much better, huh? When they took your head and dumped you in the pool, you know, until you drowned, you know, where's your gold? No. Yeah? Okay. Where's your gold? No. Yeah? Where's your gold? Yeah? Or sliced you up, you know? I mean, do you think that is better?
No, it's better now than it was in the past.
Now they just press a button, you know, and then you burn to ashes, huh?
I guess it's different.
Yeah, isn't it?
But I mean war in... Or like anger in the human heart.
It's not better, it's worse.
Because
I mean,
we're more advanced than we were.
Advanced. Yeah, our advancement is more, you know, going to the animal realm. Yeah, that is our advancement. Yeah?
Going to Thailand as well.
Yeah? I mean, you see the difference between Thailand and the West. Don't you? They're more relaxed. Yeah? Huh? Mm-hmm. They're more open-minded. Huh? Mm-hmm. They accept however you are. Huh?
Yeah. Especially they do not have this moral superiority.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Mm-hmm. No, he doesn't realize. He still lives in his mushroom.
Maybe in Belgium, there's like a little Thailand, a little Bangkok there?
No, no.
No?
Then they have to go to Amsterdam.
Oh, okay. A little everything there.
Yeah. Amsterdam. The pot, you know, I mean the smoking pot of Europe.